good morning. Come in. Hello, this is from OSU.
We're just having a visit.
Yes. He wants to know things about.
That's doing it the easy way. You're lucky you don't have moths out here then.
Yes, but I don't ever remember seeing a moth until after this country settled up. I just never heard of moths. We just didn't have them.
Did the new houses out here after the sound houses have a place in the kitchen for storing things, rooms, and things like that?
Well, I don't know. I don't believe they did. We didn't. The cowmen were so resentful of the settlers that we didn't we didn't visit too much for a long time after after they came out here. I can look back now and we were snobbish as we could be because they resented so much having the country settled up.
Well, it was going away too.
It was, and the country shouldn't ever have been settled up. It still should be cow country because you could make a, it just never was intended for a,
60 acres isn't enough.
Why, goodness alive, you'd starve to death on it. And I'll tell you, plenty of them did almost now when the country settled up. So I don't really know much what they did have in their houses until after the country had been settled up several years because we were just a clannish lot and just kind of hung together.
Well, you're
kind of
busy, too.
Yeah, well, no. I never worked in my life until I was married. Oh, man, I'd ride, and there wasn't any boys until along the last of the children. And when we first came down here, Dad had several men work for him, and then after the country settled up, why, he didn't have so many cattle, and he didn't need so many men, and I'd help him because I was the middle between one, and I'd help Dad when he brand calves. I'd carry the iron. I never could stand to put branding iron on one, but I could keep the fire going and bring Dad to, and hold the old calf his heels, and he'd rope it by the heels, and I could and I could ride and help him gather the cattle just like if I'd have been a boy. And I always worked out and helped Dad. I was his boy. But
did you have any special term then for old worthless things that just sort of accumulate?
Junk, mostly. That's
I guess what we use today.
Uh-huh.
What did you call the place where you kept this?
Well, we usually just threw ours over the hill. Well, where we lived, there was we lived right up on the bank, and it was just west of the house was a just a little kind of little gully. And that's where we got rid of most of the
pretty
stuff
dandy
right
places to store
oh,
things like
yes
that. I'm just wondering if you had a storeroom or a junk room or
no,
any room that you
no,
called that.
No, didn't have.
What did your mother do every morning? What did you call it after she, well, when she washed the dishes and cleaned the
well, house? With 10 children she to look after, she was just, just cook. And my dad always got up when we had hands. I don't ever remember Mother getting up to get breakfast. Dad didn't help get breakfast. And a lot of times he'd get up and have breakfast ready when she'd get up. That is, he'd have the coffee made and the biscuits. We always had sourdough biscuits. And Dad would get up and have the biscuits made and the fire going. I never remember Mother getting up and making a fire in my life. And he would always... that was when we had the men. Then after the country settled up and we didn't have men to cook, why?